This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Last year, Intermountain Healthcare made it a priority to reduce the number of opioid tablets our providers were prescribing for conditions such as post-surgery pain or broken bones. For temporary pain, alternative pain management can be much more beneficial than opioids. Intermountain prescribed 3.8 million fewer opioid tablets in 2018, which is a drop of 30% compared to 2017. That means millions of tablets are now safely out of circulation, and the risk of opioid addiction and misuse is reduced. Utah is only one of a handful of states that showed a decline in opioid-related deaths from 2017 to 2018. Intermountain also dramatically reduced the number of times we prescribe an opioid with a benzodiazepine, because the combination of these two medications can increase the risk of suppressed breathing. In addition, the organization increased the number of patients who can receive medically assisted treatments for opioid dependency. Intermountain's efforts have been focused on medical staff training, public awareness, and connecting with state and local partners to unify our efforts to reduce opioid dependence and deaths. We also provided funding to help distribute 5,000 naloxone kits, which reverse opioid overdose and save lives. In addition, Intermountain handed out more than 1,700 naloxone kits at various public events. These have been important steps for Intermountain and our community partners to address the opioid epidemic. Our goal for 2019 is to reduce the number of opioid tablets prescribed by another 5%. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.